Point of View with Phimelo Modine on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
We'll also be crossing to one of our reporters who was looking at that case, Rosemary Ndlovu, who appeared again in court today at the Bush, at the Mpumalanga. She was in Mpumalanga. She was at the Bushbuck Ridge court today, and we'll look at what happened there. It's that story I find quite alarming, I must say. So Naledi Shange is actually on the line with us, who is a Kaya FM reporter. Naledi, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me on your show, Pamela.
So just tell us what happened in court today.
Today was a very eventful day. Rosemary Ndlovu's lawyer was taking her through the evidence of the six people who she is alleged to have killed. Now, this is everyone from her lover, her nephews, nieces, and her sister. It was a very emotional day for her on the stand, as although she seemed nonchalant throughout most of the testimony, when it came to answering questions on the death of her lover, Maurice Mashaba, she actually broke down in court and started crying. Now, you'll remember that according to the evidence presented by the state, Mashaba had died from numerous stab wounds. He was stabbed at least 80 times, and his body was found dumped in Olifantsfontein several years ago.
I mean, we are seeing quite an interesting play of events in court with her behavior, Naledi. Is there any talk of psychiatric evaluation of Rosemary?
That's a very good question, Pamelo. Up until now, there's nothing that's been said about her state of mind. But the interesting thing that came up in court yesterday, she actually informed the court that when she was arrested in March 2018, she was an outpatient who was receiving psychiatric treatment at the Kasanov Clinic in Midrand. So even though this is such an important factor that's come out, the state nor her defense has not said anything about her mental state and her being unfit to stand trial. Had this been the case, she wouldn't have been put on the stand.
Mm. And is she back again tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow we're expecting her to wrap up her evidence, and after that her mother, Maria Moshwana, will also take to the stand. Now, we've been looking forward to Maria Moshwana's testimony, because this is her mother who Rosemary is alleged to have put a hit out on, right? But Ms. Moshwana doesn't seem to believe that her daughter is capable of all the crimes that she's been accused of. She had refused to testify against her daughter, mm-hmm. and is instead testifying in her defense tomorrow morning. So mm-hmm. that's what we're expecting to happen tomorrow at the Palm Ridge Court, Johannesburg High Court, which is sitting in Palm Ridge, rather.
Mm. There seems to have been some issue with how she responds to questions and questioning. Mm. And at the moment, it seems like there really has been miscommunication. Would you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, what we have seen come out in court was that the judge had to reprimand her quite a number of times because she seemed to be evading answering certain questions. Instead, she would give answers that she was not particularly asked questions on, like she would give responses that were irrelevant to the question that was being asked. She'd provide too much information. So that's what the judge has been irritated about over the last few days, over the 2 days of her being on stand. But other than that, there isn't a question that she's refused to answer. Everything that's been put to her by her lawyer, she's been able to give an answer to.
And the answer seems to be quite standard. She denies all charges completely.
Yeah, that's a good one, Pamela. Rosemary she's painted herself as somebody who's a victim of everyone around her. Mm-hmm. Everyone who's given evidence against her, and this is around 51 witnesses, have all told lies about her, but she hasn't been able to tell the court why. I'm talking from police officers who gave evidence about how she reacted once she learned of her relative's death. I'm talking about relatives as well who spoke about her conduct following the death of these loved ones. Everyone around her basically has lied, and she hasn't been able to give a valid reason as to why people would paint her the way that they have or come up with these versions that they have. For example, she's also disputed the evidence of the hitmen.
Mm-hmm.
these are two gentlemen that she had traveled all the way from Johannesburg to Bushbuck Ridge with, right? And these men have taken to the stand and actually told the court how Rosemary promised them sums of money in return for them to kill, in return for them killing her mom and her sister and five kids. These men are the ones that blew the case open, because they essentially went to the police, reported the whole incident, and this is how Rosemary was nabbed. She says they are lying about the whole thing. She never hired them. She never gave them any money. She never promised them any sums of money. But she hasn't been able to also explain the numerous policies that she had opened in her family's name. For example, today they touched on the case of her live-in lover, Morris Mabasa. We learned that she had opened policies worth around over 400,000 rand, basically, on her live-in lover, and it seems like he didn't even know about these policies. But she's failed to actually give a reason as to why all these policies, she was the sole beneficiary of these policies, despite her lover having other family members, including a child, you know. So everything was left to Rosemary. And it's things like that that she hasn't been able to answer as she took to the stand this week.
Thank you so much for tracing that for us, Naledi Shange, who is our Kaya news reporter there, out looking at that story around what seems to be, I mean, many are calling a bizarre case of murder. She's accused of murdering six family members, and one being a former lover. And there is a hit list of another six members of a family. And that particular case is continuing. And tomorrow we'll have our reporters out there on the field as well. Rosemary Ndlovu is standing trial for all those murders, and we'll continue watching that for you.
Point of View with Phimelo Mudine on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.